Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Well, I got up this morning to a bunch of snow. It is so beautiful where there's nothing that touches the ground. It's so pristine and clean. And yeah, I was actually watching the snowflakes, which were the size of golf balls in some cases, coming down from the sky. Wow. I am a winter fan. I don't like the 20 degree below zero kind of winter, but I love the beauty of the snow. There's something so cozy about being inside, and it just makes me so grateful for the heat and the house and my slippers and my cozy sweater and my prayer blanket and all of these things that make me feel warm and safe. Not to mention God, because I look out there this morning when all the snowflakes were coming down, I was like, man, how many are there? And what a beautiful creation this planet is, and the seasons, and how much we can experience if you live in a place that you have four seasons, which I do for sure, is incredible. From one season to another, just like our lives. And maybe you are in a season of you don't want to change, but you want to change. What do I mean by that? Some of us really want to get rid of a sin, but in some cases, we don't really want to change. I've shared this wine story with you many times where I knew in my head, logically, I'm drinking too much. I am not just enjoying this glass of wine with dinner, one or two, to kind of enjoy the end of the evening with my husband. I'm drinking four and I'm feeling a little buzzed. And then the next morning I would feel guilty. And I know that that was God poking at my conscience. So sometimes I would pray, Lord, please take my wine. And I would hold up the glass up to the sky in my mind. Of course, I didn't actually have the glass in my hand. I wonder if that would have worked. But I would hold it up to the sky with a death grip on it, white knuckled at the stem. Lord, take my wine. And I envisioned him coming down with his massive hands to take the glass. And he couldn't budge it out of my hands. He would be, honey, you gotta let go, for I can't take it if you don't give it to me. No, God, take the wine. Here, I'm giving it to you. But I'm still holding on. And a lot of us are in that situation. We know in our mind what we are doing, is not a holy act, but we do it anyway. It's very difficult with vice. Most vices have a moment of pleasure, a moment of something that we crave. It could even be a physical reaction, an endorphin rush, or with drugs and alcohol, some sort of change in your state of being, or with overeating. It gives you that kind of dopamine high. Okay? By the way, one vice does not, and that is envy. Envy never, from start to finish, is ever good. We don't feel any pleasure from it. We don't get anything out of it. So keep that in mind. But all the rest of the vices, there's typically some little fleeting feeling of stress relief or pleasure that we get out of that act. So we know it's fleeting. What do we do? How do we get that desire in our head down to our heart? Because God knows our heart. And some of you may be taking this sin that you are doing over and over and over to confession. And you're feeling horrible about yourself because you cannot believe, yet again, you are confessing the sin. But don't stop. That's what I did over and over and over again. And yes, I had my moments of, I am pathetic, I am weak, I cannot believe I have no willpower to stop this. And in some cases, I would walk out of that confessional. And in my head, I would automatically think, man, I'm probably going to do this again. But all God cares about is us trying and trying again. But one thing I'd like you to add to your request to the Lord, God, please purify, clean, and give me a contrite heart. I need a pure heart, a clean heart, a contrite heart, so that I have the desire in my heart not to do this anymore. I was speaking with a mentee who shared something that was beautiful. I faith coach. By the way, if you want any faith coaching, you want some individual intimacy on your walk, I'm here for you. Just go to KendraVonEsch.com/faith-coaching. Let's have a conversation. And by the way, the fee is up to you. Whatever you can afford, however often you want to meet, and whatever it is in your unique situation, we pray on it and see if the Lord wants us to move forward. And if not, no big deal. We move on and we walk together in different ways, just like on this podcast. So this person shared that while she was in confession, over and over again was confessing a sin, the priest said to her, pray for the fear of the Lord. And that is pretty much almost like, Lord, change my heart. One is a gift of the Holy Spirit, a true gift that is given. The other one is what happens when you receive that gift. Your heart changes. You no longer don't want to do that sin because you fear hell. You no longer want to do that sin because it hurts God. So when you have your heart changed and it's pure and it's contrite and it's clean with good intentions and holy intentions, you're going to look at that sin differently. It won't be, I shouldn't do this because of this act, you know, because of the fact that I could go to hell. It will be, I don't want to do this anymore because it's one more lash, one more bloody wound on you, God, and I've given you enough. It doesn't become about us anymore. that sin. It doesn't become about our bodily desire and our worldly pleasure that we have been trained to do for so many days, weeks, years, decades. It becomes about God and that we want to be holy so that we can live in heaven with Him for the rest of our lives. Because as you know, we are all called to be saints. And that doesn't mean we have to be canonized saints. You know how many saints are up there in heaven that we don't even know about? You may have even known people in your life that you would say, oh my gosh, that person is a saint. Don't you want people to say that about you and leave that as your legacy? That you were loving and fearing God and lived your life to serve others and had control of yourself? With God's grace, of course. Because I don't want you to beat yourself up for these sins that you continuously fall into. But I also don't want you to be foolish enough to keep going on your own. You cannot truly transform perpetual sin without praying to God and without asking Him if you are kind of still holding on to that sin, like you don't really want to let it go. You've got to ask God to change your heart and possibly add, Lord, please give me the gift of the fear of the Lord. As we approach Thanksgiving, let's show God that we have self-control. I know this is a day some of you go to town and you eat so much that you are literally opening your pants. And you are plopping yourself on the couch. And I don't know about you, but that's so uncomfortable. I've been there, done that, trust me. And no, I'm not going to juice. I will eat during this Thanksgiving, but I will do it in a way that allows me to taste everything, but not overindulge. I'm offering Thanksgiving up for my family. So while I won't fast, I also won't be a complete glutton. And I also won't complain in my head about the fact that I have to make this food and, you know, do the dishes and take care of all of the stuff because I'm hosting. I'm going to be grateful and put my love into every step of the way, every potato that I peel, every side dish and appetizer that I prepare, every drink that I serve. I'm going to pray for that person as I hand it to them and pray for them as they're eating. I'm going to make this a Thanksgiving day of true thanks, thanking the Lord for the fact that we can have people over. A lot of people are choosing not to. My family is choosing to gather. And I'm grateful for that. I'm going to pray for the fact that we all have a beautiful, wonderful time, that we enjoy the food, thanking God for the food. And I want to reach out to everyone. I know it's only Thanksgiving in America, but maybe that's something that you can focus on sometime during this week or this weekend. Just reflecting and thanking God for your family, even if they're not around you. Your family, your friends, those who are closest to you, could even be work people, you know, no labels on this, that has to be family and friends. You could even thank the Lord for the people on YouTube and podcasters and people that are helping you on the journey in these isolated days. All right, everyone. Lord, please give me a clean, pure, contrite heart. Give me the gift of the fear of the Lord. Let's reach out and pray for that today. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.